You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following the fire at the Victoria Park New World, Foodstuffs North Island promised to hire displaced workers at the soon-to-open Port New World Point Chevalier. However, with the opening of the Point Chevalier store on 19th of August, a significant number of displaced employees remain out of work, with 40% without job offers as their paychecks come to an end. I spoke to Workers First union organiser Jess Geary about Foodstuff's promise, the current rehiring situation, and what the union would like to see in the near future from Foodstuff's. First Union says that Foodstuff's North Island promised to rehire employees from the Victoria Park New World. What exactly did this promise entail?
So basically, when we had meetings with the company, with the New World Victoria Park management team, they told us that there's going to be 80 jobs will be upcoming at Newwood Point Chef, and they were going to bring the opening of the store a little bit forward. So now they're opening the store on the 19th of August. And they told the staff and employees and us as well that there's going to be 100 more jobs will be across the other stores in Auckland. But what happened since then is that only 42 workers or 42, 45 workers have been only redeployed into the Point Chef store, and the rest of the workforce is still looking for jobs somewhere else. Now, they have come back and said to us that they have employed around 60% of the workforce which were displaced by the fire, but we're still waiting for the 40% of the rest of the workforce to be redeployed or to find any other opportunities across these stores, and they'll be out of pocket from today.
So you kind of hinted at it there, but what steps, if any, have Foodstuffs actually taken?
So what they have done is that they initially organized a meeting with the union and also with the workforce on the 9th of June, and where they basically announced, you know, what I've just told you, that how many jobs is going to be available and people can apply for it. They have brought HR from different organizations. So initially there was no plan. We reached out to New World Victoria Park management team, and we did a submission to them saying that please do bring different HRs from different stores. And what we can do is we can do an expo where there will be enough opportunities and guidance for these staff members who are waiting to apply for the other jobs, and you can help them out. So they have organized that. And in all fairness, it was looking pretty promising on the day, on the 10th as well, which was the next day of the after the meeting. And so all these employees, they went and they put their expression of interest and made availability and improved the CVs and did all the paperwork which they're supposed to do. But since then, they've just been waiting to hear back from the company, and they haven't heard. Some of the employees, they haven't even heard if they have got a job or not, and they're just sitting in the dark, hoping for the best.
So what kind of conditions are these? Because you've mentioned that these employees are facing financial uncertainty, but could you expand on the kind of conditions that these employees are facing?
Yeah, so we've been talking to a lot of union members and the other staff as well. There's a lot of them, they have to pay their mortgages. There's one couple who were working at Newwood Victoria Park. Both husband and wife, they were working in there. They both are out of employment because they haven't been redeployed yet. So there's no source of income for them. There's a lot of other workers as well. They live paycheck to paycheck, and they don't know what to do from now onwards, and they don't know how they're going to pay their mortgages or even going to be able to afford the groceries.
If Foodstuffs do not fulfill this promise, how do you at the union see the situation developing?
I think so. It's going to be very, very disappointing because these workers, they've been working there for many, many years, and they've been a very loyal employees to the organization and also as part of the Foodstuff community as well. So I think so. One of the things which the Foodstuff management team have come back and said that they're going to be looking after these employees, and they're really going to work through this whole issue, and they're going to work with the staff members as well. And if that doesn't happen, I think that this is going to be very disappointing. And also, these people, like, 40% of them, they won't have any money to live on, and they'll be out of pocket, right? So that's the worst thing for them. And they're also, the market is tough, and also there's a cost of living crisis. So it will be very, very disappointing to hear that, if that takes place. Yeah.
Are you concerned that this behaviour from Foodstuffs might set a sort of precedent for similar situations?
I'm not. I comment on that because that's there will be, you know, another situation somewhere else, so there might be some other details into it. But what I can say is that these workers do need to find some job. They need to be redeployed into other sectors. And these jobs, we're told that there's going to be 180 jobs, and there was 189 staff members who were going to be applying for these jobs. So, and I think that that's something which we really were concerned about, and we're still concerned about, that all these workforce hasn't been deployed into these roles which was supposed to be offered to them.
And what are the union's next steps, and what do you hope to see come from this?
So what we really hope is that they fulfill their promise and they do the right thing. These workforce, again, these employees, they've been very loyal employees to the organization. They've been working there for a couple of decades, if not more, and they're really looking forward to work within the Foodstuff as a community, as a company. So they're really, really hoping that they find a job and they won't be out of pocket.
Is there anything else that you want to add to this?
I just want to request the company to work with all the workforce, the 40% of the workforce who hasn't been redeployed into any of the roles. They need to get in touch with those workers and really work with them to make sure that they are being redeployed into the other sectors or the other stores, and really help them in this tough time and the stressful time of their lives.
That was Workers First Union's Jess Geary on Foodstuff's North Island's unfulfilled promise to rehire displaced workers after the Victoria Park New World fire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.